At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Okay, so the Minnesota Vikings just played preseason game number 1 out of 3 Sunday afternoon on the road in Vegas. They lost 26-20. And the Minnesota Tim Podcast doesn't do overreaction podcasts. I'm not about the overreaction podcast the next day following a game. I've seen a couple of podcasts out there today or last night talking about the overreaction after preseason game number one. But if you're going to overreact after preseason game number one, aren't you already telling the audience that your opinions aren't necessarily without bias? There's a lot of recency bias there. There's a lot of emotion with the podcast. And I like to have emotion in my podcast. There's no doubt about that. But I like to think about it. I like to analyze it. I like to sit on those thoughts a little bit. And then I like to deliver a podcast. So here are my reactions to preseason game number one. Reaction number one. Kevin O'Connell's offense works. The biggest attraction, or at least one of the bigger attractions to Kevin O'Connell as a head coach, is that he was involved with the Los Angeles Rams offense last season. And the Rams offense was amazing. They had the number one receiver, Cooper Kupp, and he had 300 more yards than the next best receiver, Justin Jefferson. Their offense was amazing. And it was Matthew Stafford's first season with the Rams. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to incorporate offenses with different quarterbacks, but it worked right away. So I think it's fair to say that Kevin O'Connell's offense is going to work right away with the Minnesota Vikings. And preseason game number one showed it. Sean Mannion, Kellen Mond had a bunch of wide open receivers in the first quarter. Well, Kellen Mond came in the second quarter. But when Kellen Mond came in, there were a bunch of wide open receivers too. And both of those quarterbacks missed wide open receivers in the end zones. So that tells me Kevin O'Connell's offense works. Sean Mannion, Pete Bercich said it on the telecast, had wide open receivers down the field. And he threw it short. Now, that is a concern for Kirk Cousins. He gets the nickname Dunk Down Kirk. So we'll see if Kirk Cousins utilizes those wide-open receivers to his advantage. But we know there are open receivers down the field in Kevin O'Connell's offense. Number two, the offensive line. Now, I understand it's a preseason game, but the Las Vegas Raiders were bringing the heat. I don't know how many starters played on the Raiders defense in week one of the preseason, but they were bringing the heat against the offensive line. And the offensive line, for the most part, held up. Mannion got sacked a couple of times, but one of the times he got sacked, he had plenty of time to get rid of the ball. He just didn't get rid of it. The offensive line protected the quarterback well. And that's huge for Kirk Cousins. Because Kirk isn't mobile. He doesn't move. I mean, he might move a little bit left or right, but this guy isn't escaping pass rushers. This guy's like Tom Brady. As soon as he gets hit, he's going down. He's not escaping tackles. Kirk Cousins is an immobile quarterback. So protection is a must. It is a key to the Minnesota Vikings offense. And preseason game number one, if that is a sign of things to come, that is a very, very, very good sign. The offensive line for the Minnesota Vikings is one of the most important positions because of the quarterback, because of the offense Kevin O'Connell wants to install, and because of the receivers. They need time to get open. Justin Jefferson, as great as he is, he needs time to get open, and so does Adam Thielen. Takeaway number three, and this is more of a reaction because I've seen a lot of compliments in the direction of the Minnesota Vikings' depth at running back. And I have no problem with the compliments. Maybe the Minnesota Vikings do have great depth at the running back position. Pulling up the statistics here, Ty Chandler, 5 carries, 50 yards. Kenny Nwangu, 7 carries, 41 yards, and he caught some passes too. Alexander Mattison, and of course, Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook didn't play in preseason game number one. But everyone's excited about this Ty Chandler. 5 carries, 50 yards. And those are great numbers, obviously. But you don't rush for 50 yards, averaging 10 yards per carry without huge holes from the offensive line. The worst running back in the league could have ran the ball for 50 yards on those 5 carries with the holes that were available for Ty Chandler. Maybe he's the next best thing on the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe the Vikings are going to carry 4 running backs because he was so good in preseason game number one. But people are overreacting. And this is why I don't do overreaction podcasts. Because when you look at the tape, and I'm not looking at this all 22 crap either. But when you look at the game and you look at the highlights of Ty Chandler, he wasn't dodging tackles left and right to get 10 yards per carry. He was running through huge holes made available by the offensive line. It was like Moses parting the Red Sea. Takeaway number 4, Kellen Mond or Sean Mannion? And I talked a little bit about them and how they missed throws in Kevin O'Connell's offense. And I was hard on them last week when I was reacting to the backup quarterback controversy and Kirk Cousins testing positive for COVID-19. Kellen Mond in the second quarter did not play well. Near halftime, he missed a wide open receiver in the back of the end zone by 5 feet. Of course, he was scrambling, escaping guys that are trying to sack him. But in the first half, Kellen Mond did not perform well. And then against third stringers, Kellen Mond performed really well. Total, he was 9 for 14, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And he led the Vikings to a field goal at the end of the second quarter. Sean Mannion, 8 for 12, 79 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 85.1 passer rating compared to Kellen Mond's 130.7. Which quarterback am I taking after preseason game number one? I'm taking Kellen Mond. And this is why. We know what Sean Mannion is. And we aren't going to win a bunch of games with Sean Mannion at quarterback if Kirk Cousins goes down with an injury, just like we won't win a lot of games with Kellen Mond as backup quarterback if Kirk Cousins goes down with an injury. So the reason why I'm choosing Kellen Mond is because the raw talent, the escapability, the ability to make plays out of nothing, he has that. Now, he's not a great, accurate thrower of the football, but he has this ability, this raw athleticism to make something out of nothing. I talked a little bit about the throw at the end of the first half, how awful, how bad of a throw that was to the receiver, how he missed him by 5 feet. But Sean Mannion gets sacked 10 seconds ago. At least Kellen Mond gave it an opportunity to have a touchdown. Mond escaped a couple of guys trying to sack him, ran to his right, threw the ball downfield, 20 yards or so, and missed the receiver. But Mannion doesn't put himself in a position to do that. Plus, Mond, can you even count last year as his rookie season? I know he was drafted last year, but Mike Zimmer hated the guy. And Mike Zimmer hated Rick Spielman, and Rick Spielman hated Mike Zimmer. So clearly, Kellen Mond was battling elements that he had no control over. The head coach hated him. The GM liked him. But the head coach and the GM hated each other. So he wasn't given much of an opportunity last year to really do anything at all. I know he came down with COVID early in training camp, his first training camp as a pro, but Mike Zimmer hated him from the start. We know what Sean Manning is. He's a garbage backup quarterback. Kellen Mond is a garbage backup quarterback, but he has the potential to make something out of nothing. Sean Mannion, you give him nothing, and he comes out with nothing. Kellen Mond, you give him nothing, and you know maybe he can sprinkle in a couple of rushing yards or a play where he bedazzles you. I'm excited for preseason game number 2 versus the San Francisco 49ers. Saturday, 6 p.m., I'll be watching. Thank you for listening to the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Everyone, follow the Minnesota Tim Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate and review the podcast. I would greatly appreciate that as well. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.